You asked for it, you got it.
You guys ready?
It's time for Mandatory Metallica.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
We're somewhat of a heavy band.
Hey, Ma! Hey, Ma, look, it's me!
Thanks a lot for, I want to thank all the stakes for coming around finally and understanding what the hell Metallica is all about.
Metallica rules! Metallica is the heavy! James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Jason Newsted, and Cliff Burton. It is my sincere honor to induct you all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, welcome to Mandatory Metallica. I'm your host, JJ. And to kick off the show tonight, I'm not kidding. My preparation for every episode, I look up Metallica, I go to the website, I look for the news, and then I just go, you know, Google and news articles. 9 pages deep on a Google search, and of about 20 articles per page, and I would say 16 to 18 on each page, the best headline I found: Lemmy will help James Hetfield flip people off forever. So here's the deal. Papa Het was gifted just a minuscule amount of Lemmy's ashes. And if you're a fan of the band, and James has said it before, no Lemmy, no Motorhead, no Metallica. That's all there is to it. So James got just a little bit of his ashes and got the Ace of Spades tattooed with those ashes on his middle finger. It's pretty cool. So now the Lemmy will be able to flip the bird to the world as he will travel now with Papa Het. So that's pretty cool. You know, what are some things that interesting things people have done with ashes? I do have more on that, but let's get the show started. And the way the Metallicats paid tribute to Motorhead on Garage Inc. Disc 2, the final 4 tracks: Overkill, Damage Case, Stone Cold Dead Forever, and Too Late, Too Late. It's Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
We'll be right back.
match. Gotta make my switch. Just another dawn. I know what's going on.
Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. I'm your host, JJ, and that was one version of a Metallica tribute to Motorhead, all four from the Garage Inc., Overkill, Damage Inc., Stone Cold, or Stone Dead Forever, and Too Late, Too Late. I always want to say Stone Cold, because Stone Cold Crazy is awesome on that album. So the topic at the top of the hour, James Hetfield has a new tattoo, and it is full of Lemmy's ashes. Now he's got the Ace of Spades tattooed on his middle finger, and so James will take Lemmy with him as they show the world the bird. So for those of you thinking that that's, you know, it's a celebrity, they do things like that, well, they're not. James is not the first celebrity to do something with ashes. Johnny Depp was good friends with Hunter S. Thompson. Of course, Depp was in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. They became friends. And Johnny Depp paid close to $5 million to have Hunter S. Thompson's ashes shot out of a cannon because that's what the author wanted. Keith Richards snorted his own father's ashes. He said he did it in an interview, so there's not real. We don't know if he did or not, but he said he did. Put some in a little bit of blow, and up the old, there he went. So now, here's one you may not know, a gentleman by the name of Larry Bauer. Barr. B-A-U-R. He's the guy who invented Pringles. I love Pringles. My kids love Pringles. Everybody in my house loves Pringles. It's just a debate over which flavor is best. But his oldest son confirmed that he was buried in his ashes or in a Pringle can. It's legit. They put his ashes in a Pringle can. Let's see. Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry actually went to space. His ashes did in 1992. An astronaut, James Weatherby, carried a portion of the Star Trek creator's ashes aboard the space shuttle Columbia. And finally, Tupac Shakur. His buddies in the rap group The Outlaws, after he was murdered in 1996, said that the day of his funeral, they rolled some of his ashes up in a joint and smoked it. That had to have been harsh. You know, I mean, it was probably hard to do emotional, but I bet there was some hacking going on there, man. That just dried it right out. So there you go. Some other celebrities have done far different things than a tattoo. All right. When I come back from this break, messages from our fine partners. We played Metallica covering Motorhead. How about Motorhead covering Metallica? That'll be after this break. And just a reminder, if you are in a rock and roll band or you know someone in a rock and roll band, Q100 Michigan is doing a Battle of the Bands coming up June 22nd. Inside Victories at Odawa Casino in Petoskey. It's pretty cool. There's some nice prizes. If you got a band, you want to get entered because we've got a $5,000 cash prize. $1,500 Avery amp will be all yours so you can sound even more incredible. 6 hours recording time at AV Studios in Traverse City. That's worth a grand right there. Plus, J-Bo Billman is going to sit in with you, mixing services and production. It's going to be awesome. And then we'll feature you and the songs you produce with J-Bo on the Q100 Michigan Music Connection. We also might have booked you a gig. How would you like to play one of the biggest Asabo River festivals in history coming up at the end of July? You got to be 21 to enter. Get all the rules, get the details, get signed up at Q100Michigan.com. If you're not internet savvy, you can send submissions of your band to 6514 Old Lake Road in Grayling. So Q100Michigan.com, 6514 Old Lake Road, Grayling, Michigan. Those are the two ways you submit, all right? The Q100 Michigan Odawa Casino Battle of the Bands, June 22nd. In Petoskey at Odawa Casino. It's going to be a good time.
Hey! under your bed, in your closet, in your head.
Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. I'm your host, JJ, and in my search for content, I came up with an interesting article from Metal Hammer magazine. Stephen Hill wrote an article about the eighth Almost Metallica album. If you've watched the documentary Some Kind of Monster, you know in 2001 the band was not in a good place. They rented a space, an old military base called the Presidio, and it was in San Francisco. They spent about 18 months there, and they did some recording, and they did some stuff, and James ended up going into a rehab. There was a lot of fighting. Jason had quit the band. Bob Rock was trying to play bass, and it was not a good place. And if you watch the documentary, you know there was a lot more to it. And there's archives, 18 months of recording from guys like Metallica spending 5-6 days a week. You got to imagine there's a lot of stuff. And someone put out a 32-minute, I don't know what you want to call it. It's a conglomeration of some of those recordings, most of them from the Some Kind of Monster movie. And it was dark. It was bluesy. I would love to, the guys have said they're not going back and playing with that stuff. I love to hear them go. I love the stuff that I heard. I'm not going to play any of it because there was no semblance of a song. But I would love to hear them go back and do it and revisit it. But I have one condition. In the efforts of healing, bring Jason in. Bring Jason in. Let him play. Let him do some producing. Let him take some of that stuff. Let's have a little fun with it. I don't know. And for those of you going, well, what about Rob? I didn't say that Rob had to go away. Let's do some double bass. Let's switch off. Let's him do some. You know, I think it'll be pretty cool. So, but we're gonna get back to it, and the band finally came back together. We've talked endlessly about Saint Anger, so let's go to one from Death Magnetic. It's Cyanide, Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
We'll be right back.
Wherever I may roam, it's Metallica on Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. This is Mandatory Metallica with JJ, and in some other news from the band, they may be in Fortnite coming up this summer. I guess there was some leaks on the internet and some artwork that may have shown Metallica or something of that nature. So if you're into Fortnite, this article reads poorly, so I can't really make heads nor tail of what's really going on, and I don't play Fortnite, but Chapter 5, Season 3 is where it's an apocalypse-based run, so you're looking for Metallica somewhere in there. All right, if you find it, let me know, because I'm not a Fortnite guy. What I am into is music. And I'm really excited. Q100 has teamed up with Odawa Casino for the Battle of the Bands. Coming up June 22nd is the first event at Victories inside Odawa Casino in Petoskey. And if you have a band or if you know a local band that can get up there and have some fun and play some original music, head over to Q100Michigan.com. You can register there, submit your songs or demos. You've got until May 26 to get those in, and the prizes are pretty cool. $5,000 in cash, a $1,500 Avery amp, 6 hours recording time at AV Studios in Traverse City worth $1,000, and our own J-Bo Billman will sit in and do some production and mixing services to make you sound like the rock star that you are. For details and rules and how to get registered, go to Q100Michigan.com. Let's take a break, get some messages from our fine partners. When we come back, well, this band that started in a garage because of a battle of the bands, more Metallica on Q100.
Yeah. son, spoken, hear me be. Yeah, I took your love for granted. Know the things you said to me. Yeah, yeah, I need your arms to welcome me. But a cold stone's all I see. Let my heart go.
Mama Said on Mandatory Metallica. It's Q100 Michigan with JJ. I've always loved that song. But for those of you that are, oh, friends shouldn't let friends give each other haircuts and I don't like the slow stuff, let's go out with a bang. It's Motor Breath on the Q.